Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Catherine. She is the co-owner of Boutique.co. How are you?
I'm so good, thanks, Rhea. And yeah, lovely to meet you and to be on here today. Really excited.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right in the middle of a move at the moment because you are in the UK and there was another lockdown announced last night and plans have had to change and change very quickly for you.
I'm in France, but yeah, I mean, I think it's the same in the UK.
Yeah, France, sorry, that's right, yeah. So we thank you for taking the time and it's quite interesting what you're doing because you are a female owned, well, co-owned business. Your co-owner is a male, but it's lovely to see that you are coming out here and you're representing your company and we love to support women in business. So we're really blessed to have you on board. Now, what you have is actually something new in the industry. It's an e-commerce site for yachting. Tell us a little bit about it.
So as the industry works at the moment, I was previously crew for 5 years and then I've been working in a yacht management company. And one of the issues that I was looking to solve when founding this company was procurement. So when you're on a boat anywhere in the world, you are often tasked with ordering provisions or like the small things like table decor, maybe you need cleaning products, but because it's a super yacht, it's very specific. I mean, it's very delicate materials. Obviously, the levels of service for the guests that come on board is very high level, that requires luxury items. And often a store, for example, like Amazon wouldn't necessarily fit the cut for what you're looking for. So you would be ordering from a range of sites around the world. Luckily, I mean, as the world is at the moment, things have digitalized and there is e-commerce stores out there that do provide the goods. But you're going to one or two or sometimes five different sites just to find the items that you need on board, as opposed to one site that kind of embodies all of it. And I mean, what the industry does at the moment is there are ship chandleries that offer deck products, cleaning products, and those kind of things. But there's not one store that you can go and get your Dior table decor, or you can get your very specific eco-friendly cleaning products. And often you don't have that amount of time. So what we thought would be an amazing idea, and I mean, this was 3 years ago that I was on this on a beach, and I'd just come off a very busy boss trip, and I just thought, why isn't there one store that does everything? Like, why isn't there one store that represents us as yachties and makes our job easier? And that's kind of where the idea was born. And what we're doing now at the moment is so exciting. We're busy looking at all these amazing luxurious products and bringing them into one site to make our crew's lives easier, to make our lives, I mean, all we've just recruited into the team now, and every single person that is in the boutique team works on a yacht. So they're tasked with this daily job of procurement, of making sure they have outstanding guest services. And we are really trying to understand our products and understand what yachties are asking for. But also, I mean, we were talking about diversification just before the interview. We're looking to really innovate the industry. I mean, when you go into a super yacht, a lot of the products, a lot of the decor and stuff is all the same. There's been like a set standard for the last several years, and we really want to, there's so much out there, there's so many cool new products that are even going more towards being environmentally friendly, that are higher levels of luxury. And because we're in this little yachting bubble, we never get a chance to really see any of this. So we want to create a store that represents everyone, that represents yachties, and also gives them what they ask for, gives them products that they want to see there, as opposed to them having to go and spend time in their day going to a million different websites all around the world and trying to get those delivered to their boats.
Do you find that there is more of a desire with the crew that are currently in charge of you know, stocking, essentially, to really source more sustainable products? And is it difficult to find those sustainable products that are high end and high luxury?
Definitely. I think, as the trend is going at the moment, and also people are more aware of our impact on the environment. A super yacht is very, there's a lot of consummation on a super yacht. Like, people are consuming every single day an absurd amount, and there's a lot of waste. And a lot of the programs I've been working with the last few years in yacht management, but also before that when I was in yachting, the boats were starting to look towards being more environmentally focused. Like, it's quite nice to be able to say that your boat is sustainable, your boat, like, you don't have plastic bottles of water on board, or you're using glass Tupperware as opposed to using plastic. And there's a focus of even like the provisions that come on board. Like, you'll get your order your groceries and they come in like cling wrap and all sorts of packaging, which is honestly, it's such a waste. And there's been such an effort to clean the ocean, but it needs to start from when you're actually putting that stuff into the ocean. And a lot of captains have definitely been focusing on greenifying their boat. And I've noticed a lot of companies have been coming out that do have solutions, but it is incredibly hard to go and find a good product that fits in with, I mean, there are solutions out there, but when I was in yachting, I mean, we were using solutions that maybe left really bad marks on the surfaces. Or, I mean, if you go and buy like eco-friendly, or like, say you buy straws that are made out of bamboo, like, but like the thin ones that represent a plastic straw, they break in 2 seconds. So we've really struggled to find those kind of products to bring on board. I think the world is improving in that sense, but we also want to create an easier way to find that, to find them, as opposed to going to 100 different websites. You go to one and you see the option that a luxury yacht would use, for example, like a Bulgari soap. But then we want to be able to put next to that Bulgari soap maybe something a little bit more eco-friendly, that's more organic, it's been created here. And when it gets like washed into the ocean, when you empty the tanks, not that you're allowed to do that, but boats do that, then what's going into the ocean and what's being released into the environment has less impact, and it's more of a positive representation of that yacht.
Well, I guess, you know, a lot of these things are kind of trial and error, because when a yacht orders these things, it comes across as sustainable, it's luxury, but until you actually get it on board, unless you go onto every Facebook site and Instagram site and ask people's opinions, you don't really know how this product is going to stand up as sustainable as it is, unless somebody else has tried it. So you bring it on board and sometimes you're disappointed. And of course, you know, yachts have budgets. You're not going to be able to sort of toss that back and try a different product because it's expensive. So this gives people the option that you guys have already, it's trialed and tested.
Yeah. And also it's sharing that knowledge. I mean, when you go onto any store, like, for example, let's use Amazon as everyone probably uses Amazon. There's reviews at the bottom, and you'd go and choose a product that you've never seen before, and you'd go straight to the reviews to see if this product actually works. But this, because all our products are yacht specific, you're actually getting feedback from people around the industry that do the same job, that are looking for the same kind of goal and why they're buying this and why they're using these products. And you're seeing their reviews and you using that as a scale, as opposed to, I mean, if you go and clean a house on land with the same products, it's not the same materials, it's not the same delicate like structure and service. Like, so I mean, how can you compare to a super yacht without having super yacht feedback? So we are finding that our customer feedback is one of our most important goals at the moment. I mean, that is a huge emphasis in boutique.
So you touched on packaging. How are you able to ensure that the packaging is sustainable packaging? Do you bring them in-house first and send them out? Are the companies that you're dealing with aware of how their packaging affects the ocean and the environment? Or is that something you take care of in-house?
So that's one of our goals that we are working towards. Our MVP, as it stands, we are starting off with the dropshipping model. So a lot of the companies that we are working with are in charge of their own packaging, where we can encourage a more environmentally friendly approach in terms of that, we will. And we will definitely have these conversations as we've been onboarding our vendors. We have spoken a lot about shipping, about their packaging, about how it's going to the consumer. I mean, some of the stuff we take on our own hands. So we are looking for shipping companies that do promote this and do have this in mind. So I guess, I mean, this is the trial and error phase of a startup, and at the beginning stages, it is something we would like to achieve in the future. But as it stands, we have that as a goal. We might have to start with being a bit flexible there, but definitely in the future, where we're looking to take the company, we want to bring things in-house. We want to hold stock where we can, and we will work on our own sustainable packaging that we send to the boat in the most economical way.
Yeah, I can imagine that it is kind of counterproductive if you're trying to be sustainable and that it shows up dockside wrapped in you know, tons of plastic wrapping on a pallet board.
Yeah, I completely agree. So
you guys, have you launched already? Are you up and ready for business?
We in our final stages of our website testing. So at the moment, we're looking to launch in about a month, which is super exciting. It's been a 6-month process of pulling everything together, of learning how this e-commerce works. It's been a big dream for a long time, and it's amazing to kind of see this all pulling together. We kind of at the stage we're at, we are actively looking for our vendors. We've signed a few really, really exciting companies, which we are so looking forward to working with. And we've pretty much been going out there and handpicking our product. So we're at that stage where we're showing them our website now. So all our vendors have access to their dashboards. We're starting to look at the ways that we can represent their products from a marketing perspective in the best possible way. And we are onboarding them onto our site. So it's just a matter of time before that site goes live to the rest of the industry.
Well, you know what, Catherine, I'd really like to have you back again after the launch, because I think it would be really interesting to find out what the actual platform looks like and how it operates and the ease of use and that kind of thing. I know that you are still planning and in the process of, but maybe we can have you back in another month's time and we can go through that.
That sounds amazing. I'd love to. And yeah, we've got lots to share. So it would probably also be good to have some of the team here. They are well-known people in the industry. We've got a really, really cool team. It's also really young. We really wanted to try and disrupt the industry a little bit, in that it doesn't need to be the old brokers that are making these decisions or the older, more experienced people. We want to speak from the yacht, from the people that do the day-to-day tasks. So in our procurement and in our in building our team, we've really tried to find people that do this job every day, that want the option of moving away from yachting, but they are passionate about their day-to-day tasks, and they're also passionate about bringing in that creativity and innovation onto a platform that represents us as yachties.
Do you know, I find that really interesting that you say that, because in my time doing media for the yachting industry, every single time that I speak to somebody who is interested in marketing, the first people they want to know is, how many captains do you have? Now, as far as I'm concerned, it's not the captains making this decision. The captains are hiring people to make those decisions, and those people are generally you and people your age, and people under the age of 30 that are building their careers, that are getting into yachting or coming out of yachting at a younger age, wanting to become shore-based and set their roots up. Yeah. And you are the people they should be advertising to, as opposed to, you know, the 5% of the entire yachting industry, which is a captain.
No, I completely agree. And that's one thing I find is not flawed. I mean, in some respects, it definitely works. I mean, you need to know your captains. Those are the guys that know a lot about the industry, and they move the industry forward in their ways. But in terms of changing things from this perspective, we're the ones that do the day-to-day job. I'm leaving an office job now to work back on a yacht, so that how can I sell a product on my site without using that myself, without being behind that product myself and working with the crew that have to do it every single day? That's the only way I'm going to identify the real challenges of ordering, and when your shipping's delayed, and when it takes long, when you really, really need it. So I'm super passionate about that. And that's why I'm going back to the industry. It's been quite like quitting my job and taking this leap of faith, but I don't see it as any other way. I think you have to like to lead properly, you have to be behind the chase. You have to be doing the same groundwork to really understand what problem you're solving. So in terms of our generation, I also know that it's a generation that likes to be recognized, that likes to feel like that they heard and they listened to. And boutique is so much more than an e-commerce store. Like, we are an e-commerce store, but a lot of our marketing campaigns are structured now around the crew. I mean, we want to go on board. We want to test products with the crew, take footage of them, let them share it on their Instagram, because who doesn't love a professional photo of them? Who doesn't love feeling important and listened to? And we want their opinions to matter. So we really want to create more than the store. We want to create a yachting hub. We want to create like an environment where yachties are like, cool. We can even sell our own products on the site. So we want to really encourage yachting entrepreneurs. We want them to come to us and sell their products through our site, because this is representing them. This is giving them a chance and giving them a chance to move the industry forward. It's so much more than just boutique and an e-commerce store. It's a chance for them to create opportunities for themselves.
You know, that's absolutely amazing. And I completely agree with you. I may be old, but I still figure that my mind is a lot younger than my body may be. But I think, you know, millennials are the next generation, and they are the ones that are coming up that are the next ultra high net worth individual. And as marketing research has shown us over the last 100 years, if you want to hit people, you start hitting them when they are young, because when they get, you know, even if that decision-making possibility isn't until they're 35 or 40, and nowadays it is 20, it is 25 for the decision-making process, yeah. You want them to have already made that decision. So I personally think that you are the most important generation going forward. So I applaud all that you're doing and the change that you are trying to make, and anything we can do to help you here, please do let us know.
Thank you so much. And yeah, it was amazing speaking with you, and I can't wait to show you when we're up and running. I can't wait to just show you how it all works. It looks amazing, and it's so easy, and it's really everything that I think the industry needs.
Wonderful. Thank you ever so much. You have been listening to Catherine. She is the co-owner of Boutique.co. It is high-end yacht products from boat to stern e-commerce site. And we'll be bringing you more information on this in a month when they launch. And we'll provide all the links, of course, at that time. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so much. Ciao.
Once again, you've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.